Ardika Aziz has autism. He says going to court can be overwhelming. People with the disorder are sometimes overloaded with sights and sounds.
The environment is very loud. There's a lot of people, and sometimes someone's voice can echo throughout the courtroom, and that could be a little much to process for somebody on the spectrum.
Aziz says some people with autism may fidget or avoid eye contact. That's something Lehigh County President Judge Brian Johnson says he's seen firsthand.
Where I've had somebody in front of me and I didn't realize that they might have been autistic and they were behaving in ways that were not what we normally expected from somebody in court.
State Supreme Court Justice Kevin Dougherty says he didn't understand autism until recently.
I always viewed myself as somewhat of a progressive and forward-thinking judge. Well, guess what? That was a shock and a punch to my face, because what I realized was that I know that I don't know.
Dougherty is holding a series of forums with court officials, lawyers, and advocates. And it's not just about recognizing autism, but also finding ways to accommodate people within the judicial process. Ardika Aziz says something as simple as having fewer people in court or changing seating could help.
If there is a certain place in the courtroom that somebody on the spectrum feels best to sit at, we would like to accommodate them.
More conversations are planned around the state throughout this year with the goal of helping courts improve how they serve people with autism going forward. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.